From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Evidence of radicalization mounts in the wake of last week's California mass shooting. A federal investigator says he believes both suspects in last week's mass shooting in San Bernardino, California, were radicalized for some time, and that there is evidence they pre-planned the attack. David Bowditch is an assistant director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation.
We believe they both were. That's the question for us is how and by whom and where were they radicalized? Maybe there's not a by whom. Remember, oftentimes it's on the Internet. We just don't know. I don't want to speculate.
He says there's no evidence yet. U.S.-born Saeed Rizwan Farooq and his Pakistani wife, Tashfeen Malik, were part of a broader overseas plot. The shooting at the gathering of local government workers last Wednesday killed 14, wounded 21. Meanwhile, the U.S. government says it will soon unveil a new domestic terror alert system. Jay Johnson is the U.S. Homeland Security Secretary.
Look, we need a system that adequately informs the public at large, not through news leaks of joint intelligence bulletins to law enforcement, not through leaks from anonymous government officials, but we need a system that informs the public at large what we are seeing, even if what we are seeing could be self-evident to the public.
Johnson said even if there is no specific credible intelligence of a plot, there can still be risk. He emphasized the possibility of a terror-inspired act by a person who might not be on law enforcement's radar. New UN Libya envoy Martin Kobler Monday said the UN brokered peace agreement is the only way toward peace in the North African country. He took part in a meeting in Tunis with representatives of Libya's rival administrations a day after they struck agreement on a joint declaration of principles. An October proposal for a unity government was rejected by the Islamist-backed General National Congress in Tripoli. This is VOA News.